Welcome to The Chat with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity to download free app on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhones, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH and take advantage of the many talk radio programs we have to offer you. If you would like to connect with my guest or myself at this broadcast today from 4:15 until 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. If you would like to ask any questions or make any comments, you are welcome to call that number. Once again, 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support the chat, starting with Chaffee's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. And I think Chappie's trying to retire, but his grandson will be taking over the business very soon. So we give his grandson, Corey, a hand clap for taking over the business, right? And Chappie, and say, Chappie, you were good all the time that you were the manager of Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist. And the first gentleman to support my program. Give him a hand. Amen. Amen. All righty. Now we have Logos Christian Ministry, who has been a great supporter of the chat. Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Her telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. And I think this is the last one, even though this is the last month of the year. Okay. Through December, January, February, March. Okay. They have free produce market every second Saturday of every month. Now, December will be the last, and they will not start up again until March. And if I'm wrong about that, I will broadcast that again. I will make double sure that that is correct. But anyway, free produce market every second Saturday, and that will take place December the 14th. Time 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Location once again 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Show up with your ID, state ID, or driver's license, and be prepared to give name and number of people in your family. We also have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Telephone number 740-262-0939. And they are located in LaRue, Ohio. I also like to open up my show with a thought for today. And the thought for today is titled, Think Big. And it goes like this. Rise above little things. Be a big thinker. You are what you think. So just think big. Believe big. Act big. Dream big. Work big. Give big. Forgive big. Laugh big. Imagine big, love big, live big. Carry that list and you'll start feeling big. Be a believer and you'll be an achiever. And not only is that our thought for today, this will also be our topic of today. And let me introduce to you my panelists. And we have a guest today also, starting with Jamila Harris. How are you today, Jamila?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. And Dacia Wade, my daughter, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
That's good. And she has a guest with her, and her name is Genesis Williams, and she is a student at Wilberforce University in Xenia, Ohio. And welcome to Marion.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here today. So let's get started on this subject. Think big. So who wants to start first? Which topic do you want to take? Think big, live big, act big. And what does that mean to you when I say think big?
To think outside of the box. Don't put a limit on the possibilities of the outcome of what you're doing.
Why do you think we always put limitations on our thinking big, Jamila?
I don't know. I think that sometimes there is blockages around us that cause us not to stay on the right path, to continue to think about what we're doing. And sometimes we don't know how to get around those blockages, but when you do, then, you know, it allows you to open up and start thinking better.
That's good. That's good. What about you, Janice? You're thinking big. You're a Wilberforce.
I think people put a limitation on it because they're comfortable where they're at. So they're scared to progress because they're scared to fail.
Fear. Mm-hmm. You're saying plays a big part in that. Well, yeah, fear can paralyze you, can it? Wow, of the outcome and what may be, what may not be, right?
Definitely.
Okay, so that, I guess that pretty much well covers think big. Okay, which was the subject. I keep losing it for some reason. Rise above little things. What would you consider a little thing, Dacia?
A little thing can be anything, whether it looks big or small, that's in your way. It could be anything that's in your way of achieving your goal. So, like, if I'm getting ready to open up a restaurant and say my loan doesn't go through, or something happens with like the health department and it doesn't pass inspection. Well, even though it seems as if it's a big thing, it can be a little thing. You know, there's always a way out of things, and there's always someone there or a ram in a bush to help if you just reach out to your sources, because a lot of these places around here will help you with a lot of things that you're trying to do.
Resources
mm-hmm.
that we can take advantage of, plug into, that will help us with our rising above little things that we have blown out of proportion. And fear has a lot to do with that too.
Yes.
You can, that anxiety thing, you know, you can just wrestle with something so long and your palpitation and your heart is beating, you know, and you've gone through all this anxiety. So that's good though. And that brings me to, like, holidays. Thanksgiving. Everyone doesn't have a family that they can connect with for the holidays. And how could that hinder their thinking big, Mila? You have any thoughts on that?
Shoot, I would start with depression. Shoot, if I could be with my mom and them, it would put me in a little state of sadness, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm not with my family. And at a time like that, when you do come with your family, it ain't about nothing but love.
True.
So I'm missing that little, it ain't lit, it's little, you think it's little, but it's huge, mm-hmm. and you need that extra.
Love is big. You think so too, Genesis?
Definitely, I do think love is big and is very powerful.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Very powerful. Wow. So, our God is big. He said, I can move all mountains. You know, we was going to Carolina, and you could just look up at those mountains like, they're huge. They're like, wow, what if that just fell over, if a rock came down from and just landed on the car, you know, it would be over. It would be over. And just to think that God's love can move all mountains, even those little things that bother us so much, he can move those too. So, what have you come, what event have you come to or situation that you thought was really, really big and you had to rise up to the occasion? Genesis.
I had a couple. Let's think of couple. One that I can speak on. I would probably say when I was in high school and graduation, definitely. It was, I've never been really, like, when it comes to school, I never really worked to my full potential. But when I was getting ready to graduate, and, you know, I seen everybody, like, oh, all happy, my mom, me and my brother graduated at the same time. And I doubted myself for a little while, but I didn't want to be, I wouldn't say left behind, but I didn't want to fail myself or disappoint myself. So I was just like, I got to get this done. I got to do it for myself, my mom, make her happy. She was a single mother for a long time. She was a young mother. And I just wanted to make her happy. So I just did all I could to do it. And I did it.
So that was a big moment. And at the time, you weren't up to par with that, you know. So you had to elevate yourself to meet that goal. For you first, I really like that.
What?
When you said you did it for you first.
Yeah.
Then your mother. Now, that was big. Yeah. That was the biggest step. See, I did it because of my dad. I did, you know, when it was that time. And because I was oldest, and he always looked to me to, you know, be the leader of all the rest of them. And I graduated for him. Because I can say messed up, because back then that's what they called it. You messed up, and I had a baby, you know. And he just looked so disappointed, like, okay, here's my leader. So yeah, I persevered for him. And I like the fact that you said for you first. That means that you always persevere for yourself and what's best for you. That's great. Good. You said there was another thing. What was the other thing?
I had a few things. I don't know. I have to learn the hard way with a lot of things. So I think I have to overcome. But another thing I would say is, what can I say? Because I really have a lot of topics.
Well, we can come back to you. Okay. We'll move on to Jamila. You have anything that you really had to rise up to the occasion? I mean, something that may have been huge to you, but you weren't up there yet. And you had to elevate yourself to meet.
Yeah, direct in True Faith's choir. That's a rise to the occasion. Every week, every hour. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I can't explain it, but you know, that's big. My homie right here, my cousin right here, she might understand where I'm coming from. But yeah, that's pretty big to me, to learn how to humble myself and to be able to accept all excuses or understand all situations and still keep myself in line to throw a seed out there when we do sing.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful because, you know, that's one of the hardest ministries It's the choir.
It's like the devil would be like, rrr, 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 rrr. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mine.
Yes.
It's so hard. It is. It's hard.
That's why I got out the choir when your uncle got in the choir. Okay. I got out. Because, you know, I sang for a while. And then
I didn't know, but now I do.
Yeah, I got out of that.
Okay, you have to tell me someday about, you know.
It was too much. Yeah. It was just too much. I couldn't handle all that. And he was persistent, you know, and I'm glad he was.
Stern.
Yes.
You gotta be. Oh, like, God. They may think you're mean, but you're like, right. You know, you singing for the glory, you ain't gonna be playing around.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Right. And it was hard for me, so I got out. I had my daughters in there. That was enough. you know. Oh, I led a couple songs.
I'm giving a shout out to them right now, because when I was 16, they were like, at the time of my life, they were like my mentors, you know, because mm-hmm. I was in the choir with them. And right. I just remember a lot of good times with Mika and Peachy. Mika directing the choir.
Right.
And Peachy was like her assistant.
Right.
And I remember that station wagon. Mm-hmm. And we was all up in there.
Yes, we was.
Having so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She loved it. Tamika loved it very much.
And yeah, very I'm good proud mentor.
Of her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very proud of my daughters, all of them. Just, yeah, Tamika's still in the choir.
Okay.
It's just... It's only a few of them, because, you know, they do the praise and worship type thing. But still, she does open up service like that. Her and her husband, okay. They minister together. So it's still a good thing. And another thing is being a mentor, like you're saying. They were a mentor to you. Mm-hmm. And you a mentor to others. So there's a lot, like you said, you have to rise up above. Because everybody looking at you regardless how it go. You know, they're looking at you for advice, for counsel, and you to keep it going. Even though they're trying to tear it down. That's just how it works. Wow, that's powerful. Daisy, yeah. Come on, girl.
But I might have to say my last one would be teaching at True Faith. I've been teaching there a few years. At first, it was rough. It was rough at first when I first came in. There was another person in there teaching, and that person wasn't necessarily teaching the Word of God. And it was a battle. It was a spiritual battle. And I fell and had to get back up and fell and had to get back up. But I really do love teaching, and I really do love sharing the Word of God and what I understand about the Word of God. So it's worth it when you can see the Lord working on somebody, and you can see a change in people, and or see somebody asking you about the Lord or wanting to know this and wanting to know that. It's worth it. At the end of the day, it makes it worth it. All the heartache, all the pain, all the they just ain't getting it, and all this and all. It's just it's worth it. It's worth it.
Believe big. Daisy. What does that mean to you? Believe big. From where you are right now. Believe big. Stretch out them boundaries you talked about earlier. Or was that Mila?
I don't know.
One of you. Boundaries.
I think that we should all have some type of belief in unseen things, because the things that we see, we all know that these things can be destroyed. We tear them up ourselves. Mm-hmm. We get new cars, a week later we done hit a tree or a fire hydrant or ran a light and somebody done hit us. I mean, all these things are perishable. So I think to believe big, you have to believe in something outside of the things that you can see.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. Because we do. We have to come outside of ourselves because we're limited to what we can do.
And we only do things according to what we see, though. Right. We only, right. So it's a limit. So we only see, well, I only have this much. I mean, we limit ourselves by what we see.
That's true.
If we know our bank account looks like this, we're not going to plan to go to a trip to the Bahamas, or we're not going to plan to go to Africa or anything like that because our bank account looks like this. Mm-hmm. But to put our mind and say, I want to go to Africa by this time, and to think big would be to save up this much money, this much time, and you will be getting there, you know, and believe in things that you do not see.
Dream big.
Dream big. What comes to mind for me with dreaming big would be my situation right now. I ain't gonna say what it is, but I'll just explain that I'm in a process of alignment, and which causes me to have to manifest what I want daily. Mm-hmm. And if that's a dream that I have, then I'm constantly I'm constantly giving thanks and giving praise or worship and manifesting these things actually in the mirror, telling myself every day about this, what I want, or writing it down. Mm-hmm. And it's a process of manifestation because expounding on what she says, believing in things that are unseen.
Right.
And with our beliefs that we have, and I believe they're all the same right here, that's where the power of manifestation comes in. You as a human being on this earth mm-hmm. have to actually manifest what you want, saying it in the power of speech and action for it to occur.
A manifest, absolutely.
Or a dream, yes. Mm-hmm. That's
so true, so true. Oh my. Yes. What about you, Genesis?
Dream big. I dream big, definitely. What comes to my mind when I say dream big is like my future goals, what I think about. And I always think about my future. Even if I'm going through something rough, I always think about my future, like where I want to be, where I want to go, what I want to do, how I want to help people. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to major in African American studies.
Okay.
Because, like, me and Daisy, we was talking about, we was watching stuff about how it's so many hidden things on our culture that people don't know. And I just want to be, like, a teacher and let people know, like, especially mentor girls with insecurities, black African American girls, mm-hmm. and just show them where they come from, what they're really about, so they can be like, oh, yeah, I'm worth something. I'm worth more than what society tells me I am. So, yeah, that's what I think about when I dream big, what I think.
That is big and necessary. Very much, everything that you ladies have spoken on is necessary in life to move forward. Because if we don't, we stay stagnant, right? You know, stagnant water that doesn't move, it gets mold and it stinks, and you know, because it doesn't move and there's nothing moving it along. So we have to be able to move along in life, and it has a lot to do with our thinking, what we believe, what we want out of our life, what we even want from other people. People will give you what you want if you speak it, put it out there in the atmosphere. Wow. I ran across Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed, I don't care how they put it together.
Give me a chill, because I wrote that down today.
Did you?
Well, I was making a hair oil. Whoa, Gia, get off me. I was making it, I swear, I wrote it down. I'll show you, because I always date it. I was making a hair oil, mm-hmm. and I said, no weapons formed against us shall prosper mm-hmm. on our scalp.
Right.
And mix the oil together, but that's what I
use. That's my favorite scripture, too.
Amen.
54:17. Yes. Absolutely. Amen. I wrote that down today. No weapon that is formed, no matter how they try to put it together, pack it together, talk it against you, but you know, our righteousness is of Christ. And not only that, it is our heritage from God. That no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You just have to know that. If you know that and you speak that, then that's a reality. A lot of people might not know that. We may think they have to succumb to anything that comes their way. Well, I don't know. I might as well do it since it's here. You don't have to. You do not have to. So that has a lot to do with dreaming big. Because like you were saying earlier, there's so many forces that are against us.
They block us.
Yes. They're in the way. You know, we have to know how to move them out of our way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that is to stand and to fight. Like you said, spiritual warfare. A lot of people don't understand that. We got to fight every day.
Every day.
Every day in this world to have anything that's going to amount to anything, you know, to go about our way and do the things that God really wants us to do, because he already has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Right? Peace and not of evil. And to give you an expected end. The end that he expects for you. Not that, like you said, learn the hard way. We also got a plan, right?
Yeah, our words would get slapped like, bam!
Yeah.
We're on our way to fulfill our plan.
Selfish. That's right. Selfish.
It is selfish. But like you said, he can set you back. And you'd be like, dog, I can't get anywhere. What is wrong? Because you're trying to go
your own way.
Like Daisy told me about 4 or 5 years ago, stop trying to have your own Christmas. And I thought, what do you mean by that? They were going to buy me a TV. I was going to buy me a TV. So she called me one day, and I have this TV center. It's like an old bookcase, solid old. It's almost from the floor to the ceiling, right? And it has this cutout, and I'm measuring it. See how big a TV I'm going to get. And she called me, right? She said, what you doing? I said, I'm measuring this TV. See how big of a TV I can get in there. She going to say, stop trying to have your own Christmas. I'm like, what? She gave it away then, right? She gave it away. But okay, then I'll sit down.
Because a lot of times we can't receive because we're already going to get it ourselves.
That's big.
We can't receive what God has for us or anyone else has for us if we already go get it for ourselves. We have to sit back and wait for what's ours sometimes.
Oh, you're talking to me today.
Not
girl.
Just
you're
sometimes.
Talking to me.
A lot of times, yeah, because when we're asking, you know, like I was teaching Sunday, when we ask God, we have to, first of all, we got to be still and know that He is God. So if we ask Him for something, the next step is what? Be still. And know that He is God. And then if we be still and know that He is God, we ask Him, so we have to expect an answer. If we don't expect it, and we don't, and we're not being still enough, or even if He does answer us, we're too busy to hear it or pay attention to it. It is a blockage, yes, because you got to move yourself out the way sometimes. Yep.
Be still. That is one of the hardest things
to do.
For me to do.
I think all of us. It's hard.
I have an exercise that I do once a week, and I will make myself sit in the chair for 15 minutes. No TV, no nothing. Just sit there and try to be still, you know. And my leg may get to tapping, or, you know, I get to moving, but sit there for 15 minutes with nothing. Don't touch your phone, no TV, no nothing.
And it's hard because, you know what? A minute is a long time.
Yes. You remember that class we were taking out at the church?
Yes,
and
I do.
The first 2 minutes was
It was quiet. 3 minutes. Was
well,
it?
First 2 minutes
oh,
was quiet.
That was so long.
And Daisy didn't even want to do the class.
I went 2 times and was over with.
Yeah.
It was an 8-week class. I was like, oh, I don't like it.
And I knew that. That's what it was. It kept from coming because you had to be absolutely.
It's a long time.
2 minutes.
And focus on one thing, though. You only can focus on God. So anytime, basically, that anything else crossed your mind or whatever, your 2 minutes is really supposed to start over. So if you're supposed to focus on God, yes. If you're supposed to be focusing on God and you think, oh, I got to do this paper, oh, your 2 minutes has to start over.
Yeah, but they only time you for 2 minutes.
Yeah, but that's how you're supposed. That's how you should do that.
Oh, but it's not enough time for that because there would be no class because everybody's mind is.
Yes, and it is. But we have to learn to be still so that we can receive.
Well, that's work big. Anybody got any thoughts on that? Work big. I know a big one here. Forgive big. Why is that?
Because forgive definitely takes a lot of strength, and I don't know, you just gotta accept yourself. You just gotta go, okay, I'm going to forgive and move on, or forgive and not move on, or forgive, like say if you're in a relationship and they do something wrong, and you forgive them, it's either you're going to stay there or you're going to keep it pushing. A lot of people stay there, and then they, I don't know, just forgive is a strong, is powerful like love.
It is.
Definitely is.
Oh, that, you said it, girl, because it's hard to forgive, and it's even harder sometimes to forget, mm-hmm. you know, what a person has done or what you've even done yourself. You know, it's hard for us to even forgive ourselves.
Yes.
You know I'm one. I can beat myself up for days about something I messed up or something I messed up. Can't get it right. Why can't I get it right? You know, do it over. All these do-overs. You know. But I think as long as we live, we will be confronted with these things. It's a part of growing up. It's a part of becoming a Christian that's going to stand. And it's not easy. It's just not easy. But oh, thank God for grace. I'm glad he died for me. I tell people all the time, I thank God for dying for me, okay? Oh, forgive me. Do you have anything to add with that, Dacia?
What, forgive me? Well, I think, to go along with what Genesis was saying, in order to forgive, you have to check yourself. Because you can say, I forgive you, and really not forgive.
Right.
If you can't move on, then you haven't really forgiven. So, to forgive big, I would say to honestly be truthful with yourself and honestly forgive and not just say you forgive.
Right, because people say, I forgive you, and then every time it's a disagreement or something
goes, it comes back up, exactly. Or...
You had anything you want to add to it?
To yeah.
Me? Okay.
I'll add that the spirit, it's a spirit of forgiveness, is just as equal, like Genesis said, as love. Because if you hold on to, if you don't forgive someone and you hold on to a grudge, you're basically dragging yourself and putting yourself in a delay of a your process of life when you could be moving forward. Because if you don't forgive, it's when you see that person, it's going to come back to you, or you're going to think about it because you're letting it bother you because you won't let go. And when you think about those negative things and it's unforgiveness, you're creating chemicals in your body that could possibly give you an ulcer or a lump or a sickness. So the spirit of forgiveness is very powerful. I suggest that people drop the bag off ASAP.
True. And when you're talking about forgiveness and the spirit of forgiveness, that brought my mind to trust. Because a person can hurt you and say, I'm sorry, and be genuinely sorry and ask you to forgive them. And you say, oh, I forgive you. But then, you, like you said, if something come up, it's there. So unforgiveness leads to no trust.
Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, the Lord forgives us all the time. What do we say when we do something wrong? Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
So it's like, you want to be forgiven, but some people, like you said, people say, I forgive you, and don't really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to be forgiven by God. So
yes.
Like, we want to forgive too. Put yes. it in a place where we want to treat others how you want to be treated.
Yes. Yes. I had to come to forgiveness with a young man who was really the fault of my brother dying, you know, years ago. It took me years to come to the point that I could forgive. But it was at a point when I needed it, or realized that I needed it, forgiveness for me and what I had done in my life. And the Lord brought me to a point where it became easy to forgive that person. Because all of a sudden I realized I need forgiveness from God. And he's the ultimate source we need, you know, forgiveness from. And I was sharing that with somebody just last week. Oh, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have forgiven. Not even to this day. And I'm like, you can't live your life like that. Because like Jamila spoke earlier, it hinders you from moving. If you're gonna hold can't move. Onto this stuff, what are you gonna do with it? You're gonna act out and end up somewhere you don't really want to be. You know, because I said wait and think about it. How it's gonna kill him.
For 10 years. Did he get up out of there?
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah, you be plotting.
10 years of,
and you could, a person can do
evil coming from your mind.
And everything else that circles around.
Mm-hmm. Putting those, oh, we got a call.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I can't hear anybody.
You're on the air.
Nobody's close to the microphone.
Oh, you can't hear us?
Come closer. I mean, I can hear it on the thing, but thank you. Did you have a question? Could you not even hear me? It's all on. Let me turn it up.
Okay. He must have hung up.
Thank you. All right. Hopefully everyone can hear us better than before.
I can hear me better than before.
Hello? All right. Let's roll. So,
something was wrong.
Sorry. Well, it was on. Just not talking.
That's been turned out.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I had to.
Yeah.
Even though I could hear it myself. Okay. Now that's better, right? Wonder why he didn't say anything.
You must have could hear a little bit, but not much.
Oh, not much. Okay. Now, where do we leave off at? Oh, wow. That was such a good subject. I'm serious. Thank you for your call. We appreciate that so very, very much. We do have a few more minutes before 5, and where did we leave off? Who knows?
I don't know, but I just wanted to say something. We were talking about fear earlier, and there's a possibility that people can have a fear to succeed. Like when they get to a certain point to succeed in somewhere, then they'll just shut down or back up or whatever. But you shouldn't have let fear halt you, because that's what it is. It halts you from doing what God has planned for you. You cannot have fear to succeed, because God's plans is success for you.
Right. And like I was saying earlier, it can paralyze you if you allow it to. Fear can. It's a very powerful force. Jamila?
I'll expound on fear. I was involved in a play called The State of Mind Pageant last year at Mount Zion. And fear was one of the state of minds. I didn't play it. But it's a state of mind. Mm-hmm. It's a state of mind. But if you equip yourself with the tools, which is lining yourself up with your creator, he orders your steps and he gives you instruction to overcome that fear. Or even if you do feel it, you can pray against it.
Yes. Tools. You have tools to fight against those things that come up against you.
That's true. We do have tools. And we were talking about forgiveness. That's where we was. And I was sharing it. Woo, that was a testimony. But I'm telling you, I had to give it up. It was going to drive me crazy. Because the Lord made sure I didn't have that opportunity to do what I thought I wanted to do. You know, to avenge our brother, you know. So we'll move on to the next one. But thank you so much for your call. Is it still snowing out there? Or sleeting? Okay. Love big. We've been talking about love a little bit here and a little bit there. What do you consider loving big?
To love no matter what. But you can't have that love unless you have God. God has to teach you how to love. It is hard to have that love because you're supposed to love everyone you meet. Yeah. But when God gives you that love, there's a different feeling that comes across you. And when you meet different people, you feel different when you meet different people, when you have that love that comes from God.
Love is scary, though. It is.
It definitely is. Like, when you say you're supposed to love everybody you meet, I done met some people, and I only knew them for, like, maybe a week or two, and I've loved them, like, wholeheartedly. And then, like, I don't know, love is scary, too. I used to be scared to love. Like, you know, I love my family, this, you know, normal stuff, but...
Don't like get too friendships, close.
Right. Friendships, relationships, when I would, like, feel for somebody or start to catch feelings, I would fall back and back away because I was scared to get my feelings hurt or, you know, to actually love. But I remember one person told me, don't be scared to love. You know, everything happens for a reason. Either you love and it's going to be a lesson, or you're going to love and it's going to help you out. It's going to be there to stick. Love. It's just scary.
It is scary. Yes.
But it's actually a good thing, too, when you're in it.
Anybody else got anything to share about love, Big?
No.
No. I've been watching The Shoe Addict's Christmas is a movie. And something happened in her life when she stopped loving or allowing people to love her. And every time she would get close, she would just cut them off. Because she didn't want to get close. She didn't want to be vulnerable or let anybody in. And sometimes I think I have a problem with that. And that can be from past hurts. But that's also crippling, you know. And that's also a fear that we have to overcome when we don't want to let anyone else into our space. You know, then you're sitting there by yourself looking crazy all the time, you know. But at the time, you don't feel like you're being crazy or you're not really letting people in, because you can meet and greet people all day long. I love you, and I do. I love you, and I do, and I love you, and I do. You know, but sometimes when it comes to the opposite sex, oh, I love you, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want you to come too close. I don't want you to, I guess, see my frailties. And maybe that's it. You know, where I'm vulnerable. Maybe I'm not willing to give that up. And there might be other people out there that feel that way when it comes to loving the opposite sex or someone that you consider your mate. You know, it's like, I don't know. You have this puzzled look on your face, Stacey. What do you want to add to that?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
I'll add something.
Go ahead, Jamila.
I'll say this is from experience. If you have a fear, that's not good. Fear is an insecurity. So it actually needs healing for you to be able to accept it, because you can't take that into a new relationship and then... you know, you're having these same thoughts from before that was never healed. So you're basically broken and trying to, or you won't let somebody in, or you're trying to let somebody in, but you can't let them in because you haven't healed that part of your fear about the relationships.
But don't you think that you can tell your heart what to do? Tell your mind what to think? Your heart what to feel?
I mean, you can tell yourself, like, when it comes to relationships, you just got a relationship and it was very toxic, and you know, you got your feelings hurt, your heart broken, and then you find someone new and you really like that person. You could say, this is a nice person, I really want to be with them, but your heart is just like, but I'm scared it's gonna happen again. I'm going to repeat the same thing as my old relationship. That's where a lot of people go wrong, where they try to like jump into something new and they're still got to mend what happened in the past relationship.
So. I hear you. And you know, you have a legitimate case there, and I know those things do and can play a part. But you can tell yourself what to think. You can tell yourself, I'm going to love or I'm not going to love.
Well, that's like what Jamila was saying, with making something manifest with your speech. You can make yourself believe anything or do anything or be anything.
That's true. That's so true. But that's powerful. That is powerful. More powerful than we give ourselves credit for or being able to do. You know? Like you say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And I mean it, be healed right now. Whatever's bothering you, I command it to leave you.
Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus right now.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes. And that manifest. Because I believe that God would do that because I said and I asked him to.
And I received it.
Yeah.
But and it was positive.
Yeah, and it was positive. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was positive. And that's why he said, you know, the word, you have blessing and cursing in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and that's what he means by that. But it's just so powerful. And I know that we're getting ready for Thanksgiving really, really soon. And the weather's acting all crazy out there right now already. And start snowing a little bit. Halloween night. I don't know if everybody realized that, but we had snow flurries and it was cold. And it's cold now. We're under winter
advisory
until tomorrow at noon here in Marion, Ohio. But are you ready for the snow?
No.
My guest today. Are you ready for the snow? And what are your big plans?
No, I'm not ready for the snow.
No. I don't like the snow.
You don't?
I'm a winter baby, and I do not like the cold.
Winter baby?
Yes.
And don't like the cold?
No.
You ready, Jamila?
I don't have a choice.
It's coming anyway, right? It's coming anyway. That's what I say about Christmas. It's coming whether I'm ready or not, right? Or whether I'm here or not. It's coming.
Yeah.
Definitely coming. No, I'm not ready for the cold. I'm thinking like everybody else. I know the grocery stores are probably empty by now because this is weather advisory and everybody's going to get bread and milk and popcorn and all that kind of good stuff for the evening, you know, for the night. And I'm just looking forward to what God is going to do in all of our lives and even to those of you who are listening, because everything is in God's hands, but God has also given us power over scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. And he says nothing shall by any means hurt you, but you also have to believe that because he said it, not because I said it, because it's written in his word. And he did not make us meek and fearful. He does not give us a spirit of fear, but one of power and of love and of a sound mind. So hopefully that we were able to say something to you to encourage you for this holiday season that's coming up. And maybe you can encourage someone else that you may think is down, and you may be able to encourage them to think big. Thank you, Dacia, for being here with me today. And thank you, Jamila. And thank you for our guest, Genesis Williams from Wilberforce University. We truly enjoy all of your input.
Thank you.
And hopefully you encourage someone young or old. The old people go back to school too. You know, they just don't stop. But they try to make up for the things that they didn't do when they were younger, or they feel that they need just a little bit more. So thank you for tuning in to the chat today. And hopefully some of you were able to hear our program. We got a call that it wasn't loud enough, and I'm sorry about that.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody's ceiling. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this, and So I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
You know, is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day, and
it
shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blow it up. But
WWDH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Like us on Facebook by searching WWGH, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Mary Ellen Withrow was the 40th Treasurer of the United States from March 1, 1994 to January 20, 2001 under President Bill Clinton. She was also Treasurer when the $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 notes were redesigned in the 1990s. A native of Marion County, Withrow served as the treasurer of her home state of Ohio, a position to which she was elected in 1982, 1986, and 1990. Before that, she was elected treasurer of her native Marion County in 1976 and 1980. This makes her the only person to have held the post of treasurer at all three levels of government, local, state, and national.
This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Celebrities, local guests, and you on the phone line happen every day on Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Friday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Now the phone number is 740-383-9944. Now don't miss it. Oh, and if you want to email, here's the email. Email scott@wwgh1071.com. Again, that's scott@wwgh1071.com. Speedy delivery to you.
This is George Burns, and you're listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. And remember, these are the good old, bad old days.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
This is Weasel Boy, and you need to listen to Charlie Evers every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. to noon, and Friday at 1:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
This is Earl Pitsamurican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.
Hi, gang, it's Gallagher. Do you know what time it is? No, you don't. That's why you need me to tell you. It's time for the WWGH News. What is that? It's news about people, news about places and their plans. And what? It's live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Gallagher, but I told you that.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Prosecutor Ray Grogan announced recently that Johnny Thomas was sentenced by Judge Warren T. Edwards to 6 years in prison for trafficking heroin, which was the maximum sentence allowed under the law. Thomas was found guilty by a jury on September 20th. The jury found him guilty of two counts of trafficking heroin, both felonies of the third degree. Grogan said Thomas's conduct is reprehensible as he sold heroin near an elementary school. This drug has wreaked havoc on our community for far too long. I am glad we were able to bring justice to Thomas so he can no longer sell this poison in our community. I believe this prosecution and sentence demonstrate that our community will not tolerate this conduct. The Marion County Prosecutor's Office would like to thank the Marmette Drug Task Force and the Bureau of Criminal Investigation for their work on this case, as well as the Marion, Ohio Sheriff's Office, Marion, Ohio Police Department, and the Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost.
For the Marion, Ohio weather team, I'm Zach Fuller. Snow showers tonight. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Tonight we'll see snow showers mainly before 5 a.m., a low around 20 degrees. Chance of precipitation is at 100%, new snowfall of 1 to 3 inches possible. For your Tuesday, snow showers again mainly after 8 a.m., then turning partly sunny, a high near 27 degrees. New snow accumulations for Tuesday is less than a half inch of snow. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 28, and Thursday, mostly cloudy, a high near 37. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at monntv.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.